Officials in Haiti have announced that the assassinated President Moïse will be buried next week in the north of the country, where he was born and grew up. Many ordinary Haitians say that President Moïse oversaw a major breakdown in law and order in the country. Criminal gangs flourished, and some critics say with the approval of the president. And Pierre's Jason Beaubien has been in Port-au-Prince all week. Jason, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Scott.
And
I've been with Steve all
I
all
understand.
Week.
Jack, Jason. You've been reporting from Haiti various times more than a decade. What strikes you about the country this time?
Yeah, I mean, Haiti has always been a place that's had crime. Gangs have operated here for a long time. But you know, never in my trips to Haiti has one issue so dominated what people talk about.
Security. Security. I mean, I didn't hesitate to answer. It's security. We have a major problem.
That's the head of Radio TV Metropole here in Port-au-Prince, Richard Widmeyer.
I don't know of anybody that really feels safe.
Under President Moïse, gangs grabbed control of much of Port-au-Prince, particularly near the waterfront. They regularly cut off roads to the south of the country. The gangs are so powerful and so well-armed that police don't even bother to try to confront them. These criminal groups, they kidnap people, they kill people, they extort people, and it's all with impunity. And as the police were weakened under Moïse's rule, the violence and insecurity spread all over, even outside gang areas. And Widmeyer says that his reporters are regularly getting attacked.
I'm not even talking about gangs. Gangs, we don't even dare go where they are. So we are frustrated not being able to do the work because we feel in danger, and we don't have answers to that. Again, it's mostly they're really scared for their lives. It's hard to cover.
So why is this rise in violence and insecurity being blamed on President Moïse?
People here are telling me that Moïse let it happen. Moïse actively undermined much of the apparatus of the state. For instance, he let the parliament dissolve and never held elections to reestablish it. Courts shut down because judges weren't appointed to fill empty seats. Critics say Moïse basically let government agencies wither and die so that he had more power in his hands at the presidency.
Jason, this makes it sound like Haiti has a lot more to resolve than just finding President Moïse's killers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Haiti is facing huge challenges. You know, first, the country needs to figure out who actually is in charge and is the rightful successor to Moïse right now and how to pick its next leader. All of that is complicated. I talked with Monique Kleska. She's a former UN official, and she's working with this group called the Commission for Haitian Solution to the Crisis. She says this is a very important moment for change in Haiti right now, and the reforms start by finding Moïse's killers.
We are asking for justice for him. But we're asking for justice for all the people who were massacred under his rule. There were massacres documented by human rights organizations. There are massacres under his rule, the last one a week before he died.
She says finding the truth about his assassination is a way to break this pattern of impunity that had become the norm under Moïse's time in office.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince, thanks so much for being with us, Jason.
You're welcome, Scott.